in the evening edition. The Congress of Trade Unions warns employers against pressuring workers to get vaccinated, as the tourism minister urges Barbadians to get immunized against COVID-19 to help in restarting the tourism sector. The U.S. softens its COVID-19 travel advisory for Barbados, and Prime Minister Motley defends the government's awarding of some major capital works contracts without putting them out to tender. The Evening Edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. On the same day that the tourism minister urged Barbadians to get vaccinated to assist in the tourism restart, the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations has issued a statement warning employers against trying to force workers to get immunized. CITUSAB General Secretary Dennis DePisa says this country's anti-discrimination laws also protect workers from employer bias based on COVID-19 testing.
While urging members of the workforce and the public to be immunized, the Congress accepts support that this remains subject to voluntary participation. The Congress therefore cautions employers, in the absence of any existing law and where there is no contractual requirement for an employee to be immunized, that they have no lawful means to force the employee to comply to a request to be immunized. Employers should therefore refrain from the use of tactics which would include victimization, intimidation, or punitive measures against employees who exercise their right not to be immunized. It is strongly recommended that instead employers undertake to resort to the use of moral suasion.
That's the CITUSAB General Secretary Dennis DePisa. Meantime, Minister of Tourism and International Transport Senator Lisa Cummins today urged Barbadians to get vaccinated to facilitate a safe reopening of the tourism sector. She was speaking during a news briefing as Barbados Today officially declared itself open again for tourism business and also launched a new branding and marketing strategy.
So Barbados re-entering the market is competing with markets that have already achieved herd immunity and seen tremendous successes as a result. Consider being vaccinated. We're opening a country to visitors who must be tested no more than 3 days before arrival. They must be vaccinated for the most part. We have to match that with a local population that is also prioritizing testing and vaccination.
She also announced a welcome piece of good news for the pandemic-ravaged tourism sector as the U.S. softened its COVID-19 travel advisory issued for Barbados.
Yesterday's advice from the CDC out of the United States that Barbados has moved from level 4 to level 3 is a positive signal, and it is a nod to the confidence from the United States, one of our major source markets, that we depend on each other in more ways than ever. So it has been the best of times and the worst of times.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley has cited the economic ravages of the COVID-19 pandemic as she defended government's awarding of some major capital works contracts without putting them out to tender. Social commentators and opposition figures have raised questions about the awarding of a house building contract to a local firm without a tender being issued. Among the critics, the Democratic Labour Party's spokesman on housing, Ricardo Harrison.
In an atmosphere where transparency and integrity are fashionable buzzwords, the Democratic Labour Party, on behalf of the people of Barbados, would like the Minister of Housing to furnish us with answers to the following. What are the names of the contractors assigned to these projects? What was the tendering process and has it been completed?
The DLP spokesman on housing, Ricardo Harrison. Ms. Maltley addressed the issue this morning during the opening ceremony of the St. Andrew Outpatients Clinic. She stressed the critical need to create economic activity and jobs in the face of a massive contraction in the Barbados economy.
And therefore, the government's capital works program matters. And I want to address this issue that seems to be bedeviling some people as to what is legitimate procurement and what is not. Because the framers of our laws recognize that there will be times in the affairs of a nation when emergency procurement and specialized procurement are critical. Now, if the loss of $2 billion and the absence of economic activity and the absence of sufficient publicly owned enterprises as opposed to privately owned companies is in the condition that we know it is, then the only entity that can bring relief to the people of this nation is the government.
Government's Capital Works stimulus plan includes a major road works program in the Scotland district.
Massive road rehabilitation that in phase one will see Whitehill among the first, as well as Andromeda to Bath, that part of the highway. And then there's a whole host of other roads in phase one. Highway F, St. Joseph, Bath Hill to Andromeda. Highway Z, Andromeda to Gags Hill. Highway 3, Gags Hill to Bonwell. Sugar Hill, St. Joseph. The Ermyborne Highway. Shorey Village, St. Andrew. Mosebottom, St. Andrew. Hillaby, St. Andrew. Bloomsbury, St. Thomas. Carrington Village, St. Thomas. That's just phase one of a $230 million roadworks program.
Prime Minister May Amor-Motley. The Member of Parliament for St. Peter, Colin Jordan, has been assuring his constituents that have been plagued by water outages that relief is on the way. Speaking this afternoon during the launch of the Clean and Green Project at Gay's St. Peter, he said the matter is one of government's top priorities.
While government is working hard to address that issue, so like the desalination plant at the Hope is now back online, we also have, we're going to be having a temporary desal plant at Colleton, and we're actually addressing the water issue as a whole of government matter. So it is no longer the ministry only responsible for water resources that is involved, but this is a whole of government matter, because running water, running potable water, is one of the minimum that could be expected by householders in 2021. And so we realize that we have a challenge. We realize that we have to work hard to address it.
The MP for St. Peter, Colin Jordan. Two more people have tested positive for COVID-19 here. They're both females. These new cases were identified yesterday from the 671 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory. Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana, as well as Jamaica, have recorded more deaths from COVID-19 over the past 24 hours as the region continues to battle the pandemic. Trinidad's Ministry of Health said that 565 new cases and 9 deaths were recorded. In Guyana, 2 more people died from COVID-19, taking the total number of deaths there to 335. Jamaica health authorities report that the island recorded 4 more COVID-19 related deaths over the past 24 hours, pushing the total COVID fatalities there to 838. Barbados police this morning destroyed more than a ton of marijuana and almost 40 pounds of cocaine that was seized in various operations. Police officers from the drug squad, the anti-gun and gangs unit, and the criminal investigations department, assisted by the members of the Barbados Defense Force, supervised the burning of a total of 9,817 marijuana plants, 1,185 kilograms of compressed marijuana, and 17.5 kilograms of cocaine. The police say some of the drugs were seized by the police at various ports of entry, while some was confiscated during drug eradication programs island-wide, or was evidence in court cases and was ordered destroyed at the end of those trials. U.S. President Joe Biden has hailed what he called a great day for America, as U.S. officials said vaccinated people can now go maskless in most indoor and outdoor settings.
It's a good day for the country. We aren't done yet. We're still losing too many Americans because we still have too many unvaccinated people. We have to get to 70% of adults started on vaccinations by July the 4th. And we have to take this pandemic, tackle it, not just here, but overseas as well, to truly be safe in the long run. There's still more work ahead. But I've said many times, as tough as this pandemic has been, we will get through it. We will rebuild our economy, reclaim our lives, and get back to normal.
U.S. President Biden. Our top stories. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations warns employers against pressuring workers to get vaccinated. as the tourism minister urges Barbadians to get immunized against COVID-19 to help in restarting the tourism sector. The U.S. softens its COVID-19 travel advisory for Barbados. Prime Minister Marshall defends government's awarding of some major capital works projects without putting them out to tender. St. Peter residents promise relief from water outages. And the U.S. adopts a new protocol allowing vaccinated people to go maskless in most indoor and outdoor settings. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.